Let's turn to the Gospel now of John chapter 7, and we'll be reading verses 37 through 52. Of course, noting that 53 actually belongs with the, should belong with chapter 8. So maybe, Lord willing, next Lord's Day we'll read that and following. So starting in verse 37, we'll go through verse 52 of John chapter 7. These are God's words. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the people, therefore, when they heard these words, were saying, "This certainly is the prophet." Others were saying, "This is the Christ." Still others were saying, "Surely the Christ is not going to come from Galilee, is he? Has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the descendants of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "Never has a man spoken the way this man speaks." The Pharisees then answered them, "You have not also been led astray, have you? No one of the rulers or Pharisees has believed in him, has he? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, who came to him, that's Christ, before being one of them, said to them, "Our law does not judge a man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it?" They answered him, "You are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee." And those are God's words. And so again, it was the final day of the feast, and Jesus cried out to all who could hear there at the temple, it seemed, that they would remember. They remember there also there was about probably hundreds of thousands of people there, including the women and children. Maybe even more than that. And Jesus cried out in verse 37, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Remembering the Samaritan woman. "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living waters." He calls here all who had ears to come unto him through a general call, as we often call it, it's the general call of the gospel. That's what he gives. Christ is our example on how to be witnessing. He's speaking about himself and then also about the Holy Spirit. And in response to this, many were saying that he was the prophet from Deuteronomy 18, promised, who would be the Christ. Others were saying he was the Christ. And yet others doubted and reminded others of the promises of God about that Christ would come from the descendant of David and that he would have been from Bethlehem, which Christ, Jesus, fulfilled, we know. And then the officers in speaking with the chief priests, because some of the officers were there, they could hear, so they went back to the Pharisees and chief priests and told them that no one speaks like this Jesus. And Nicodemus even sticks out his neck. Remember Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he had gone to Jesus by night because, remember, he is one of these chief priests or Pharisees. He even sticks out his neck. He reminds them of the law, that they must hear Jesus in this matter before judging him. And beloved, what we see here, starting with verses 37 and 38, what Jesus said, we see that there's great division caused by the preaching of the gospel. It's not a unifying thing when one preaches the gospel. It distinguishes those of God's people who believe it from those who do not believe, those who are not God's people. And it is a deathly division. Not only a division of those who don't believe and therefore receive eternal death, but it's a deathly division as many here were seeking to put Christ to death. It's a deathly division that leads the one who proclaims it and preaches it or testifies or evangelizes. It can lead to death, physical. And so it is a dangerous thing to preach the gospel. It brings division. People don't like it. Other places in Scripture say it's offensive, and it is. And yet it is to be on the tip of our tongues at all times and going forth through our breath. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He is the living water who satisfies completely and fully. Father, we pray that we would be satisfied in Him and in Him alone. Above all other things that we could be satisfied in Him or in, we pray that in Him we would be satisfied above and beyond all other possibilities. Father, we're thankful for how You have given us the gospel so clearly and so often, even Lord's Day after Lord's Day, and we ask and plead that You would not have it to fall on deaf ears, that all of us here would believe it unto salvation or justification, unto salvation and unto glorification. We pray that You would sanctify our hearts with it. We pray that others would hear the gospel from our own lips, not just from myself, but from all of us here, that we would go forth from here and preach it to our children, to our children's children, to our friends and our neighbors, our co-workers, and those we come in contact with. Father, we pray, especially this week, as we know that Dave will be going to Colorado with Grayson. We pray that You would give him the words to speak and that he would be bold in proclaiming to him the salvation that is found in Christ alone by faith alone. Father, we ask that You would open up the ears of Grayson, that You would send Your Spirit and change his heart to be flesh from stone, and that You would fill him and grant him the gift of grace and faith. Now, Father, we thank You for the opportunity and the many opportunities all of us have if we would just see them for what they are. Father, we're thankful for the time that we're able to minister to Edward today. Thank You for worship and that he was able to be here. We're thankful also that the deacons tried and to serve him, and we pray that the word that he heard would go into his ears and he would not be found to be the liar or the swindler, but that he would be found to be a true believer in Christ alone. And that we know we leave with You because we know that only You save. Father, we ask that You would be with us as we continue now in Your worship, that we would praise and exalt Your name, that we would love Your Son, as we will hear in just a few moments from the great song. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.